Coffee is for closers, guys, with your host, Johnny Q. In this podcast, you're going to learn how to close your sales, prospecting new business, working with sales objections, getting higher commissions, and managing your sales time.
I'll show you how to kill it all the time, every time.
Coffee is for closers is going to be the best sales podcast online. Coffee is for closers, your host, Johnny Q. Guys, this morning, I'm going to go over what we call using sales persuasion, giving the customer the illusion of control. Now, I want to go over something really quick with you. The more I listen to my customer, the more I could persuade them. Johnny Q, coffee is for closers. That right there. A good sales closer always listens to its customer or prospect. The more you listen, the more you can persuade them. Think about that. Let's start by going over this topic. Using sales persuasion, the illusion of control. If you haven't had a chance, please hit that subscribe button, guys. We really work hard on this content to bring it to you like it is and teaching you guys these advanced sales closer methods. Now, why and how you are failing to close your customer prospects. Now, most of us sales professionals run into what we think is pre-negotiating just to find out we give all our profits away to the prospect and we are left with pennies on commissions. Now, sorry to say this, I'm not in the industry to make minimum commission on sales. We are in the business of sales to make the big money, the big honcho. So if you're looking just to make paycheck to paycheck or weak mouth end to feed, you know, guys, this is not the industry for you. However, I can teach you how to become an aggressive and great sales professional if you just listen. Take the time to listen. This is the reason we stay late away from our families. We work harder than any other people. Selling is a skill set that a lot of people do not have. You're either born with the gift of gab or you're not. Now, most people that go into sales are amateurs and don't understand how the science of selling really works. They think they do until they're left with peanuts as a fucking paycheck and they're wondering why they're having a bad month. So ask yourself, have I perfected my craft of selling? When I show up to work, do I make my time valuable or have I set up the sales goals and held myself accountable for the short gains? I bet most of the answer is no. I'm not setting myself up for success. I haven't. I just show up to work to work. And that's most of amateur. I see it day in and day out. Most of the guys are, you know, approaching me saying, man, how do you do it? I mean, you're on top of it, you know, every day. I'm almost shocked when you don't sell something, you know. I'm shocked if you don't know closing. I'm just guaranteeing that I'm going to see your name, like, boom, on the board. Like, man, this guy's closed another one, you know. How does he do it, you know? Most of the time, whenever a good sales closer, good sales professional is on the ball, it's because they're already set up their next kill. You know, they're on top of, they're working multiple deals. They're not focused on one fucking deal. Of course not. You said catches, you know, like you said lines. You're fishing other people, you know. So when you close the other one, you know, boom, you reel the other one in. And maybe once you're reeling that one in, you're reeling the other one in and you're casting that one back out the water. So you're multiplying. Now, if you want a different result from what you're getting, something needs to change. Obviously, if you're baking a cake and the cake the cake tastes horrible. Something needs to change, you know? In order you find that secret recipe, you add a little bit of this, you add a little bit of that, you know? Then obviously you perfect your craft, okay? Understand that. However, I just wanna go over and tell you why your results fucking suck right now. Why is it that you're not selling? It's up to you to make changes happen. Nobody else is gonna make changes. Understand that the person who you want to get better sales result is not there. You are not the salesperson. If it's either getting up early, you know, listening to more podcasts, learning from the people that are actually doing it. However, if you work on your selling skills, your commissions will obviously get much better. Your sales ability will extremely get sharper, and you'll be able to close your deals at high profit margins. And that's what we want here at Coffee is for Closers. We want to teach you what's the best outcome for yourselves. We want to teach you how you're going to close that customer, what's happening. Open your eyes. This is what's happening. If you do A, you move your customer to B, boom, it's as easy as that. A to Z, okay? In the black and white, okay? We're going to teach you the right way, the way it should be done, giving you the reasons, the science, and how it's done. And if you ever have tried this, great. Use it to your advantage. This is what we want to teach you at Coffee is for Closers. Whatever it is you're trying to achieve, the person that is going to take you to the next level is not there. So listen to this very carefully, okay? If you want a different result, you need to change something. Something needs to change. You have to give up something, you know, in order to get something, okay? The only person, listen to this, the only person that has the ability to change is the person seeing you at the reflection in the mirror. Whatever it is you're trying to achieve, the person that's going to take you to the next level is not there. You haven't changed. You can simply improve your selling abilities by learning, practicing, and executing the next lesson we're going to be discussing. We're going to teach you how to set up the illusion of control to persuade your prospect to purchase your product now, not next week, now, today. When you negotiate with the following method, you'll be able to get exactly what you're asking for and get what you want. You will have to, you know, pay close attention to your prospect and have your prospect pay top dollar for your product and services. We're going to teach you how almost mind control your prospect into the sale. You can control your prospect by mind controlling them and having them purchase your product at the top dollar. You will be able to using the illusion of giving control to your prospects and having them agree in their mind for everything you're asking. So imagine that. If I could teach you a way you can make the customer or make your prospect believe that they came up with the idea when it's actually you're telling them the idea to buy now. Master sales closers in Wall Street use this method to close millions of dollars in sales agreements. We go over calibrated questions you should ask, how to create the illusion of control, and how to ask for everything. Guys, today is the day to listen to this episode because it's gonna produce millions of dollars in commission if you simply learn this technique. This is Coffee is for Closers using sales persuasion, the illusion of control. How to create the illusion of control? Let me ask you a question. If you had a choice of having control in a negotiation, what would you have? No control or total control? How is control important to you? Well, if you answer total control, you might be right. However, many times sales professionals have total control. Maybe once a month you will have control of your customer that will give you total control. These are called laydowns, easy customers, easy sales. This will be a very easy deal to control and to close, you know, but not every sale is it easy to close or, you know, have the prospect, you know, buy your product. You will have about 4% of people wanting to buy your product without any objections or rejections or any special requests that we usually customers say. So how do you take care of the other 96% of the people that don't give you control of the sale? Imagine if we can teach you how to overcome any objection, rejection, and get exactly what you want from the customer. They're gonna put this out to you. It's not only possible, we will teach you how to create the illusion of giving control on negotiations for to your opposite and have them close. We will use the sales closer's way of asking and showing the customer the problem in the ways of questions. You will find potential prospects persuade them on your favor. This is what we're going to teach you. We're going to teach you how to keep control, give the illusion to your customer, the illusion of control, and having them come out and say, hey, that was a great question. Why don't we do this exactly what you're asking for? And they're going to close themselves. By using calibrated questions, we will have more effective way, a way to get exactly your terms and your negotiation of what you want your customer to do. These questions are designed to change your counterpart in a way to work for you so that you can mind control them and negotiate in your favor. Start by changing you to why questions to what questions and how questions. I'll repeat that. I don't want to confuse you. Start by changing your why questions, like why do you do this? Why do you do you? Okay, those questions to what and how. I'll demonstrate just a bit, okay? So let's repeat that. Start by changing your why questions to what and how questions. We will use the why questions. Almost seems like you're accusing the customer about doing something wrong, and they tend to fight you. That's why you're getting a lot of objections and rejections and, you know, or special requests, okay? So what you want to do is to stop using the why, because why immediately have a tendency to have the customer fight with you, okay? At this point, you could have done everything excellent, showed the product and services that you are selling to the prospects, show them how they're gonna cover their wants, made an amazing sales presentation, and even presented numbers accurately, the best you have done. If you cannot make them feel good about the purchase, you're a dead duck. Nothing will happen. They will become a stall customer. So I want you to start changing your why questions into what and how. One way to persuade your prospect into thinking they're in control is by asking people the questions they love to answer. People love to be asked two things: how to do things and how can you help me accomplish something. So I'll repeat that. People love to get asked two things: how to do things and how can you help me accomplish something. So, you know, a good example I use, especially with my kids, is, you know, ask them how, you know, guys, how can we go ahead and get the dishes, you know, cleaned up? Can you guys help me clean the dishes? You know, see the difference? Now, if I tell them, hey, do the dishes, they're doing them, but they're doing them mad. Now, if I ask these guys, can you guys have, you know, help me clean the dishes, you know, then there's a different twist to that. It's more persuasive. You're mind controlling the people. I don't care where from planet Earth you're from. If you ask your counterpart how to do something, they'll be more actively to participate in helping you. If you ask them to help, people love to help. Can you guys help me clean the dishes, please? You know, sounds rolls out of the tongue a little bit differently. And remember, your tone of voice is very, very important. We'll go over this in just a bit. It's a natural reaction to all humans to help. It's a feeling that people get when they accomplish this task. They will even go out of their way to help you if you just simply ask. Change your why questions into what and how. How can you guys help me? How can we get this done, guys? You know, you want to motivate the team, your sales team? Hey guys, how can we reach to selling this goal? And then all of a sudden, they're using both of their brains, you know, both of the side of the brains to answer that, you know, boom, boom, boom. You know what? Great. Their brains start glowing. You can almost see it in the people's eyes that they're thinking. They're actively thinking and wanting to, actively move on that and get that sales goal. So if you ask, you can even ask yourself, how am I going to make this goal happen? How am I going to change this morning, this month, this day? How is shit going to happen? Okay, what if I were to change a little bit? What results would I get? There you go. The how, turn your whys into how and what. Okay, two things that people love to be asked is, remember, how to do things and how can you help me accomplish something? Guys, this is Johnny Q. Coffee is for closers. Now, we have an important announcement from our sponsors. Coffee is for closers. Your host, Johnny Q. Guys, this morning, I'm going to go over what we call using sales persuasion, giving the customer the illusion of control. Now, I want to go over something really quick with you. The more I listen to my customer, the more I could persuade them. Johnny Q, coffee is for closers. That right there, a good sales closer always listens to its customer or prospect. The more you listen, the more you can persuade them. Think about that. Let's start by going over this topic, using sales persuasion, the illusion of control. If you haven't had a chance, please hit that subscribe button, guys. We really work hard on this content to bring it to you like it is, and teaching you guys these advanced sales closer methods. Now, why and how you are failing to close your customer prospects. Now, most of us sales professionals run into what we think is pre-negotiating, just to find out we give all our profits away to the prospect and we are left with pennies on commissions. Now, sorry to say this, I'm not in the industry to make minimum commission on sales. We are in the business of sales to make the big money. The big honcho. So if you're looking just to make paycheck to paycheck or weak mouth end to feed, you know, guys, this is not the industry for you. However, I can teach you how to become an aggressive and great sales professional if you just listen. Take the time to listen. This is the reason we stay late away from our families. We work harder than any other people. Selling is a skill set that a lot of people do not have. You're either born with the gift of gab or you're not. Now, most people that go into sales are amateurs and don't understand how the science of selling really works. They think they do until they're left with peanuts as a fucking paycheck and they're wondering why they're having a bad month. So ask yourself, have I perfected my craft of selling? When I show up to work, do I make my time valuable, or have I set up the sales goals and held myself accountable for the short gains? I bet most of the answer is no. I'm not setting myself up for success. I haven't. I just show up to work to, you know, show up to work. And that's most of amateur. I see it day in and day out. Most of the guys are, you know, approaching me saying, man, how do you do it? I mean, you know, you're on top of it, you know, every day. I'm almost shocked when you don't sell something, you know. I'm shocked if you don't know, close anything. I'm just guaranteeing that I'm going to see your name, like, boom, on the board. Like, man, this guy's closed another one, you know. How does he do it, you know? Most of the time, whenever a good sales closer, good sales professional is on the ball, it's because they're already set up their next kill. You know, they're on top of, they're working multiple deals. They're not focused on one fucking deal. Of course not. You said catches, you know, like you said lines. You're fishing other people, you know. So when you close the other one, you know, boom, you reel the other one in. And maybe once you're reeling that one in, you're reeling the other one in and you're casting that one back out the water. So you're multiplying. Now, if you want a different result from what you're getting, something needs to change. Obviously, if you're baking a cake and the cake tastes horrible, something needs to change, you know. In order you find that secret recipe, you add a little bit of this, you add a little bit of that, you know, then obviously you perfect your craft, okay? Understand that. However, I just want to go over and tell you why your results fucking suck right now. Why is it that you're not selling? It's up to you to make changes happen. Nobody else is gonna make changes. Understand that the person who you want to get better sales result is not there. You are not the salesperson. If it's either getting up early, you know, listening to more podcasts, learning from the people that are actually doing it. However, if you work on your selling skills, your commissions will obviously get much better. Your sales ability will extremely get sharper, and you'll be able to close your deals at high profit margins. And that's what we want here at Coffee is for Closers. We want to teach you what's the best outcome for yourselves. We want to teach you how you're going to close that customer, what's happening. Open your eyes. This is what's happening. If you do A, you move your customer to B, boom. It's as easy as that. A to Z, okay? In the black and white, okay? We're going to teach you the right way, the way it should be done, giving you the reasons, the science, and how it's done. And if you ever have tried this, great. Use it to your advantage. This is what we want to teach you at Coffee is for Closers. Whatever it is you're trying to achieve, the person that is going to take you to the next level is not there. So listen to this very carefully, okay? If you want a different result, you are, you know, so you need to change something. Something needs to change. You have to give up something, you know, in order to get something, okay? The only person, listen to this, the only person that has the ability to change is the person seeing you at the reflection in the mirror. Whatever it is you're trying to achieve, the person that's going to take you to the next level is not there. You haven't changed. You can simply improve your selling abilities by learning, practicing, and executing the next lesson we're going to be discussing. We're going to teach you how to set up the illusion of control to persuade your prospect to purchase your product now, not next week, now, today. When you negotiate with the following method, you'll be able to get exactly what you're asking for and get what you want. You will have to you know, pay close attention to your prospect and have your prospect pay top dollar for your product and services. We're going to teach you how almost mind control your prospect into the sale. You can control your prospect by mind controlling them and having them purchase your product at the top dollar. You will be able to using the illusion of giving control to your prospects and having them agree in their mind for everything you're asking. So imagine that. If I could teach you a way you can make the customer or make your prospect believe that they came up with the idea when it's actually you're telling them the idea to buy now. Master sales closers in Wall Street use this method to close millions of dollars in sales agreements. We go over calibrated questions you should ask, how to create the illusion of control, and how to ask for everything. Guys, today is the day to listen to this episode because it's going to produce millions of dollars in commission if you simply learn this technique. This is Coffee is for Closers using sales persuasion, the illusion of control. How to create the illusion of control. Let me ask you a question. If you had a choice of having control in a negotiation, what would you have? No control or total control? How is control important to you? Well, if you answer total control, you might be right. However, many times sales professionals have total control. Maybe once a month, you will have control of your customer that will give you total control. These are called laydowns, easy customers, easy sales. This will be a very easy deal to control and to close, you know, but not every sale is it easy to close. Or, you know, have the prospect, you know, buy your product. You will have about 4% of people wanting to buy your product without any objections or rejections or any special requests that we usually customers say. So how do you take care of the other 96% of the people that don't give you control of the sale? Imagine if we can teach you how to overcome any objection, rejection, and get exactly what you want from the customer. They're gonna put this out to you. It's not only possible, we will teach you how to create the illusion of giving control on negotiations for to your opposite and have them close. We will use this the sales closer's way of asking and showing the customer the problem in the ways of questions you will find potential prospects persuade them on your favor. This is what we're going to teach you. We're going to teach you how to keep control, give the illusion to your customer, the illusion of control, and having them come out and say, hey, that was a great question. Why don't we do this exactly what you're asking for? And they're going to close themselves. By using calibrated questions, we will have more effective way, a way to get exactly your terms and your negotiation of what you want your customer to do. These questions are designed to change your counterpart in a way to work for you so that you can mind control them and negotiate in your favor. Start by changing you to why questions to what questions and how questions. I'll repeat that. I don't want to confuse you. Start by changing your why questions, like why do you do this? Why do you do you, okay? Those questions to what and how. I'll demonstrate just a bit, okay? So let's repeat that. Start by changing your why questions to what and how questions. We will use the why questions. Almost seems like you're accusing the customer about doing something wrong, and they tend to fight you. That's why you're getting a lot of objections and rejections and, you know, or special requests, okay? So what you want to do is to stop using the why, because why immediately have a tendency to have the customer fight with you, okay? At this point, you could have done everything excellent, showed the product and services that you are selling to the prospects, showed them how they're gonna cover their wants, made an amazing sales presentation, and even presented numbers accurately, the best you have done. If you cannot make them feel good about the purchase, you're a dead duck. Nothing will happen. They will become a stall customer. So I want you to start changing your why questions into what and how. One way to persuade your prospect is into thinking they're in control is by asking people the questions they love to answer. People love to be asked two things: how to do things and how can you help me accomplish something. So I'll repeat that. People love to get asked two things: how to do things and how can you help me accomplish something. So, you know, a good example I use, especially with my kids, is, you know, ask them how, you know, guys, how can we go ahead and get the dishes, you know, cleaned up? Can you guys help me clean the dishes? You know, see the difference? Now, if I tell them, hey, do the dishes, they're doing them, but they're doing them mad. Now, if I ask these guys, can you guys help me clean the dishes? You know, then there's a different twist to that. It's more persuasive. You're mind controlling the people. I don't care where the from planet Earth you're from. If you ask your counterpart how to do something, they will be more actively to participate in helping you. If you ask them to help, people love to help. Can you guys help me clean the dishes, please? You know, sounds rolls out of the tongue a little bit differently. And remember, your tone of voice is very, very important. We'll go over this in just a bit. It's a natural reaction to all humans to help. It's a feeling that people get when they accomplish this task. They will even go out of their way to help you if you just simply ask. Change your why questions into what and how. How can you guys help me? How can we get this done, guys? You know, you want to motivate the team, your sales team? Hey guys, how can we reach to selling this goal? And then all of a sudden, they're using both of the brains, you know, both of the side of the brains to answer that, you know, boom, boom, boom. You know what? Great. Their brains start glowing. You can almost see it in the people's eyes that they're thinking. They're actively thinking and wanting to, actively move on that and get that sales goal. So if you ask, you can even ask yourself, how am I going to make this goal happen? How am I going to change this morning, this month, this day? How is shit going to happen? Okay, what if I were to change a little bit? What results would I get? There you go. The how, turn your whys into how and what. Okay, two things that people love to be asked is, remember, how to do things and how can you help me accomplish something. Guys, this is Johnny Q. Coffee is for closers. Now, we have important announcements from our sponsors.